health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And good morning to you. I'm Kathy Kayla. I'm standing in on Dis-Chem Medical Monday, and I'm looking out across a beautiful autumn day in Johannesburg. It's absolutely magnificent. You realize that we live in a country with the most perfect climate. Our winters are cold but not too cold, and our summers are hot but not too hot. Everything is just normal, which of course makes up for everything else that happens in the country. But let us not dwell on that too much. Anyhow, let me tell you what is coming up. You know, firstly, thank you so much to Dis-Chem for sponsoring this health show. I have learned so much over the years about staying healthy. You know, whether to apply the information or not is a different conversation. But it really is incredible. The human body is a machine that it really is astounding and awe-inspiring when you really go into it. Did you know that as we age, our nutritional requirements change? I mean, one would think that by the age of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and beyond, that we would know how to eat. But apparently not so much. Apparently, I mean, there are some crazy things that happen as you get older. One thing that I've noticed is that past the age of 50, my body stopped telling me when I was thirsty and when I was dehydrating. You just don't get thirsty anymore. It's a very, very weird thing. And if you eat too many salty things, that you're going to run into problems. Anyhow, just an example. Coming up, I'm going to be speaking to Professor Celine Bernstein. She's a professor of nutrition. She's a health mentor. She's a functional medical nutritionist in clinical practice. She's also the author of Health Seekers. And she is phenomenal. She really is phenomenal. I know, and I can endorse that. And we're going to be talking about understanding dietary changes as we age. And I'm going to be asking her the question, what influences nutritional shifts in older adults? So we're going to be talking about that. Also, listen out for the Ensure Gold One More in 24 health feature. You're going to get expert advice and tips on how you can support your strength and your energy so you can do more of the things that you love most every day. That's all coming up. As always, I'd love to hear from you with any of your questions. I will pose them to my guest. And how you get in touch is you can send me a text on 34519. That is the text line. Those SMSs are charged at VAS rates. You can also send me a telegram on 061-895-1019. And that's on Telegram. You can sign your name. You don't have to sign your name. If you don't sign your name, I won't read it. If you do sign your name, I will read it. And we're going to do all of that right after this.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And thank you so much for joining me here on 101.9 High FM. I'm Kathy Kayla. I'm standing in. My guest this morning is Professor Celine Bernstein. She's a health mentor. She's a functional medical nutritionist in clinical practice, and she's the author of Health Seekers, amongst many, many other things. And I want to find out, we're going to be talking about understanding dietary changes as we age. You know, one would think that, you know, you just eat the same as you go through life, but actually not so much, not so much. And add to that the fact that our food is not as nutritional or as nutritious, rather, as it used to be. You know, things are ripe and fruit and vegetables are ripened synthetically. It's not real. It's sped up. And we're interfering with things that we really probably shouldn't be. So of course, our food is not going to be as nutritious as it once was. But joining me right now is Professor Celine Bernstein. Good morning, Celine. How are you?
Good, fine. And you, Kathy, lovely to be with you again.
It's lovely, lovely to be speaking to you again. Celine, I actually thought, made an assumption, incorrectly apparently, that our nutritious needs or our nutritional needs are the same throughout our life. In fact, they probably get less as we age. But I didn't realize that they were really so true. Different.
It is true. We've got to understand that aging is a natural process, but its pace isn't set in stone. And there are numerous ways to slow down the appearance of wrinkles, fend off degenerative diseases, and maintain sharp mental faculties as we grow older. Despite common beliefs, genetics don't solely dictate our aging journey. You know, genes load the gun,
right?
But it is lifestyle that pulls the trigger. And lifestyle choices definitely play a pivotal role. And we can be in control. So whether you're starting early or making changes later in life, every step towards healthier aging counts. And I've realized in my ripe old age of 81 that there were certain changes I had to make. And you mentioned earlier that sometimes you don't even realize or have the urge to drink.
Yeah.
You're not thirsty anymore. And that's what happens as we age. So understanding the factors that contribute to change as we age is crucial. You know, aging brings about several physical changes.
All right, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about that from when we say middle-aged, which I think today is around about 40. Is 40 middle-aged?
Well, I think that could be.
I heard a collective scream from 40-year-olds. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so where would you say is really middle-aged and where our nutritional needs really change?
I think from the age of 50, I've noticed this in many of my clients, and one of the earliest signs for many is decreased energy, which is often linked to fluctuations in blood sugar levels and insulin resistance. And additionally, metabolic rate naturally decreases with age, impacting calorie needs. There's changes in appetite, taste, smell, and the digestive system further influences food intake alongside factors such as medication, chronic health conditions, oral health, and socioeconomic status. And recognizing and addressing these factors is crucial for maintaining optimal health in older age. You know, there are certain other factors as well. One of the most important ones are gastrointestinal complications, which definitely arise in reductions in digestion and absorption. And this leads to conditions like pernicious anemia and constipation. That's a big thing. Constipation, despite considerable laxative use among older people, may result from slower GI motility, inadequate fluid intake, or physical activity. And I find from 50 years onwards, people don't drink as much, they're not as active as they should be, and we have all sorts of things manifesting in our body. Think of osteoporosis. It becomes a concern as musculoskeletal changes occur, making bones more prone to fractures. And then you have oral and dental complications, dry mouth, dental issues. And this all can affect appetite and food consumption. There's decreases in all the senses, particularly in the taste buds that affect perception of salty and sweet taste. This may affect appetite. And also, there are dental, sort of denture wearers. They chew less efficiently than those with natural teeth.
You know, Celine, you're making, you know, aging sound so unappealing.
Well, it is. Now, I noted from the age of 18 that things are going downhill. I've got to do something to get back to where I was.
Exactly. Being proactive rather than just waiting for it to kind of happen upon us.
I eat so badly. I can't stop eating sugar. My immune system's not as good as it used to be. But there's nobody to guide me. I think everybody needs a health mentor. That is so important. Malnutrition, whether from reduced intake, impaired absorption, or underlying diseases, is a common issue among the elderly.
You know, now, Celine, sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to pick up on something that you were saying about a health mentor. You know,
yes.
You could read an article, or one could read an article today that says that coffee is excellent for you. Tomorrow, you read an article that says how terrible coffee is for you. Whatever information, exactly. And if you've got a health mentor, I see the benefit, right? Then there's one person who's managing your entire picture, I imagine. Rather than, you know, on our own, what do we believe, what don't we believe? Should we exercise, shouldn't we exercise? Should we be drinking more, should we be taking calcium supplements as a woman? Shouldn't we be? Should men take calcium supplements? I mean, how, you know, all these different needs that we have. And then there's also changes within our own body. Like one of our listeners, Marianne from Northcliffe. Thank you so much, Marianne. She's written in, Celine, and she says, hello, I'd like to know why after a lifetime...
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? I haven't done anything.
Yes.
Okay. Says Marianne from Northcliffe says, hello, I'd like to know why after a lifetime of thoroughly enjoying cucumber in my early 60s, I find it repeats on me. What is it in the cucumber that now has the effect on me? And that's from Marianne in Northcliffe. That's a great question. Because maybe things that we were tolerant to, we are now intolerant to. But what is it in cucumber, just for the benefit of Marianne?
Well, you know, her digestion probably has slowed down. Is she drinking with her meals? We need the digestive enzymes. And I think it's very important as we age to take certain supplements. How's her gut? You know, disease... Functional medicine has actually taught me that if you're unsure of how to handle the client, always start with the gut.
Yeah.
And the point is that the food is sprayed with so many preservatives, etc. And the soil in which the food is grown doesn't contain all the nutrients. So what you should try and do is eat slowly, chew the food well, don't rush. This is so important. You've got to look at your gut.
Right.
And what are you having with the cucumber that's aggravated the situation? And maybe she's on a protein pump inhibitor, PPIs. They can remove stomach, hydrochloric acid. And maybe this is what's lacking in her system. I'll give you a tip, Marianne. Take a quarter teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, as you wake up in the morning, and put it in a small glass, in a glass with very little water, maybe a quarter cup, and drink it down. And see how soon you burp. If you burp straight away, you've got enough stomach HCl. And this is important in our system because it helps prevent infections, etc., digest protein. But if you take longer to birth, you're obviously lacking stomach HCL. So Marianne, try that and let me know what happens. And I will guide you and tell you what to do. All the listeners, try that. That's a very important test to do on waking.
Okay, so very, very quickly, you take a glass of water. You add a spoon of bicarb.
A quarter teaspoon
of bicarb into half a glass of water.
Yes.
Okay.
Or even less than half.
Okay, even less than half. And you then see if you burp within how long? The first minute.
First
3 minutes. Then you have enough acid in your stomach. Stomach HCL. If you don't, then you don't have enough and you need stomach HCL. Okay, very important. That's a very good tip, Celine. So if you've just joined us, thank you so much for joining us here on 101.9 High FM. I'm Kathy Kayla. I'm standing in. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday. And joining me is Professor Celine Bernstein. She's a professor of nutrition. She's a health mentor. She's a functional medical nutritionist in clinical practice and the author of Health Seekers. We're talking about understanding dietary changes as we age. What influences nutritional shifts in older adults? If you've discovered, shifts, things that used to appeal to you that no longer appeal to you, or perhaps something that you used to tolerate, perhaps you were lactose tolerant and now you're not lactose tolerant. What have been the changes that you've noticed in your nutritional needs or the way that your body is changing as you are getting older? Let me know. And by the way, if you have any questions for Professor Bernstein, you're welcome to send those through as well. You can send a text on SMS 34519. That is a text line. You can also send a message on Telegram, and that number is 061-895-1019.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful autumn day in Johannesburg. Let me know where you're listening to us from, wherever in the world you're listening to us. And you can do that by sending me a telegram on 061-895-1019. My name is Kathy Kayla. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, or Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. We're talking about understanding dietary changes as we age, what influences nutritional shifts in older adults. And my guest this morning, my guest expert, is Professor Celine Bernstein. She's actually one of two guests. I'm going to be speaking to Dr. Olivia, who is, she is from Abbott. And they've got a fantastic product called Ensure Gold. So listen out for the Ensure Gold. It's coming up. And it's one more in 24 health feature. That's what we're going to be speaking to. I'm going to be speaking to Leanne Olivia. She's also going to give us additional expert advice and tips on how you can support your strength and energy so you can do more of the things that you love most every day. How cool is that? Right now, back with Celine Bernstein. Celine, okay. Thank you so much for making time to speak to me this morning. All right, so I just want to talk about there are seven key physical changes that significantly impact the nutritional status of aging adults or adults.
I've discussed like four, five.
Okay, so can you please just summarize? Can you summarize, and then we'll go into the remaining three?
Okay, so there's loss of energy, etc., gastrointestinal complications, musculoskeletal changes, oral and dental complications, malnutrition. And now I actually am quite excited to hear Dr. Olivia, because I looked up the product when we had this break, and I think that everybody should take it, because body composition changes as fat replaces muscle in a process called sarcopenia. And this is age-related involuntary loss of skeletal muscle mass and strength. And symptoms include falling, muscle weakness, slow walking speed, and muscle wasteness. And scientists believe being physically inactive and eating an unhealthy diet can contribute to sarcopenia. And I can see this, unfortunately, with my husband, who's 85. He walks very slowly. He's very inactive. He's a little bit stooped. I'm going to give him Ensure Gold. Thank you, Abbott. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Celine. So, look, you know, I think we also need to acknowledge that it's not everyone who can keep up with you. Can we just please put that out there? That you operate on your own time schedule. You're a phenomenon, Celine. Okay, so let's get back to, you said this is sarcopenia. Is that what it's called?
Yes, sarcopenia.
Okay. How do we avoid that? You said that it's voluntary. So what does that mean?
Involuntary.
Ah, okay. I'm glad I clarified.
Involuntary loss. So you're unaware of it, but time will tell you how your body is reacting. I can't do the same exercise that I did. I'd rather stay at home and not bother. I'm old now. How's it going to help me? But you have to keep those limbs out of atrophy. That is so, so important. I make an effort every day to just go walking, even in my complex, for half an hour. And you feel so much better.
Yeah.
And now, in my old age, through my daughter's encouragement, I've gone to inner ear yoga. Oh, my God, you don't realize or you're not even aware how your body has been sleeping. You can't stretch as far as you used to stretch. You can't balance. So, you know, we've got to keep up, and that's my goal. I will carry on forever. My posture is not so wonderful. I think that's from working on the computer all the time. But it's slowly, slowly coming right. And I want to say out to the listeners, this is a journey. Even if you've decided only now, get up off your seat. Even if you're busy at work, you cannot sit on your bum all the time.
So I'll tell you, can I share something, some personal information? So as you know, as you know, I lost about 40 kilos 2 years ago, and it was fantastic. And then 8 months ago, I gave up smoking. After 40 years, I stopped smoking, and I basically just moved from one crutch to another crutch. It was like, we're not going to watch what we're eating while we're not having a cigarette. A time's going to come where we're going to be not an ex-smoker, we're going to be a non-smoker. And besides which, you can't, you know, just eat what you want. Eat what you want. And what I also realized is that you can't eat and exercise at the same time. So I gave up exercise as well. I mean, I have to be humorous with myself, because otherwise I can just cry. But that said, I am a non-smoker, which was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But now it's time to get my weight under, you know, my tremendous weight gain. I have to get that under control. So I started boxing classes. And I tell you something, Celine, I could not believe how in a period of 8 months my body had become, it's almost like my muscles had atrophied.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to work. And when I was younger and I didn't continue exercising, it wasn't such a big deal.
No,
but now that I'm, you know, I'm in my 50s, I'm in my early 50s, but I'm in my 50s, and it is, it's not a joke anymore. It's absolutely crazy. Anyway, so I'm just sharing that it's backing up exactly what you said, that you have to keep active. You have to keep doing, otherwise you're going to lose it. If you don't use it, you lose it. And I'm beginning to see how profound that statement is now that I am, you know, middle-aged.
Well, I salute you for saying to yourself, I have to do something, but not think about it. Actually
do
act
it.
Upon it.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
is so, so important. I'll do it tomorrow, next week. This is what I find with many of my clients. Monday morning, I'll go on diet. I hate the word diet. Get going. Take a friend. Encourage her to walk with you. You don't have to go fast, but lift your feet. Breathe in the fresh air. Enjoy the sunshine. As you said, we're living in a wonderful country with the best weather. I haven't experienced winter yet. Who knows what's going to happen? But still get out. There's no excuse, really, Kathy.
No, 100%. Okay, so can we just talk about supplements, nutritional supplements? Obviously, this Ensure Gold is something that you've endorsed. You've said that you went and you looked it up, and it's definitely something that you would recommend. Is there anything else, or is it?
Yes. I'm now on TikTok, funny enough, and I've done a whole series on boosting your immune system, but I've spoken a lot about vitamin D. You have to do a vitamin D3 blood test. You test vitamin D3 2508, so you know where your levels are. And I must say, the levels that the conventional doctors say are fine is like 30, but not with functional medicine. And this I've communicated with a lot of functional medical doctors. It's got to be 50 to 80 ng/mL. That is very important. And a lot of people are asked, are you taking vitamin D? And they say, definitely. Okay, which one? Well, I don't know. It's calciferol. You've got to take coal calciferol, which is vitamin D3. The calciferol is vitamin D2. And the calciferol is absorbed better in the body. And you've got to get your levels up. And if they're very low, especially from people and people that cover their bodies are not getting any sunshine. And a lot of people are indoors working. So test your levels first, and then I will guide you how many international units to take.
Okay. That was my question. I mean, I can understand needing to take vitamin D supplements if one is living in a country like the UK where the majority of the year it's overcast. You don't have blue skies. You don't have direct sunshine like we do. We live in South Africa. You know, we should be getting enough sunlight, even just being outside for a short while. We're not even getting tanned.
People,
I mean, we're not absorbing it?
Yes.
Why?
Because, first of all, there's thick sunscreen on. You know, I go out in the morning. I don't wear a sunscreen. I do go out early, about 6, and just enjoy that sunshine. But now I'm stuck at my computer the whole day. And vitamin D3 also helps with immunity. You know, my grandchildren are in Australia and they phone me and say, you know, I've got a cold. What can I do? I say, increase vitamin D3 to 10,000 IUSs for 3 days. Come back to me. Tell me how you're feeling, and we'll reduce it. Even children must take vitamin D3, even at a low dosage. I wouldn't like to test children for vitamin D3. No, they don't like blood tests. But elderly people who are indoors, don't go out, must test their vitamin D3 levels at least twice a year. Very, very important. Even helps with ADD and ADHD, has tremendous benefit. Autoimmune diseases, high doses.
Celine, we've got some listener questions that I actually would like to go through with you before I let you go, because we are getting to a time where we need to wrap up. So Carol Z says, morning, can you try the burp test with Eno's?
No, I want bicarbonate of soda. Look, I don't know about Eno's. People take Eno's to help them burp. I'd say this is what's been advised through all the conferences that I've been to, is to take the bicarb of soda, and it's not expensive.
Yes.
Go to Pick and Pay and get some.
Okay, well, there you go. And then Carol Z says, Kathy, this lady is brilliant. Yes, she really is. That's why we call her Professor. Professor Celine Bernstein. She's a professor of nutrition. Thank you so much. Mike weighing in, he says, when I worked in warehouse doing physical work most days and walking up and down 5 flights of stairs, I was the most fit. Absolutely. And you know what? It's the stairs. It's the small changes.
That prevents osteoporosis. Carry heavy parcels. You know, people will come and they'll see an old lady like me and ask if I need help. I say, no, I'm doing this for a reason. Just balance with 2 parcels on either hand. I used to walk up 42 flights of stairs before COVID when I was working for the company at the warehouse.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So Professor Celine Bernstein, Professor of Nutrition, Health Mentor, Functional Medical Nutritionist in Clinical Practice and author of Health Seekers, thank you very, very much for joining me today, for sharing your vast knowledge on specialized nutrition as we are getting older. We've been talking about understanding dietary changes as we age, what influences nutritional shifts in older adults.